Welcome into the Ringerverse. It's the Midnight Boys. Woo-hoo! Coming at you.
Ooh, wait. Would we technically be the Noon Pacific Boys right now?
It's interesting. I think that we're still the Midnight Boys because I think we're playing an away game right here, but that's okay.
All right, fine. I just wanted to make sure that nobody thought we stayed up until noon to watch a trailer that wasn't out yet.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I watched the trailer this morning because God wanted me to watch the trailer because he shook the earth.
There was an earthquake.
There was an earthquake. I'm looking right now. I don't know why I haven't picked this up. I see Thanos. I see a bunch of people. All on the ground because all my books fell off my shelf. I still haven't picked it up yet. I'm lazy.
There was an earthquake around 4 a.m. Are you and the family all right then?
Yeah, we are good. We are good. I woke up and I watched the trailer.
At Walt Disney World Resort, magic is found in spontaneity. The unplanned, the unexpected. An inside joke born in the Haunted Mansion queue. A surprise stitch sighting in Tomorrowland. Watching fireworks from your room. These memories aren't made from predetermined plans, but manifested from simply being present and together in the most magical place. Find your moment at Walt Disney World Resort.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details.
As you guys can probably guess, we are having an emergency bonus episode because we got trailer madness. We have new trailers for both Loki and Black Widow. Black Widow was supposed to come out in, I think, 1971, and it's been pushed back 40 years. But it looks like they are finally releasing the movie. That's coming in July. Before that, Loki is coming in June as a part of the Disney Plus. Actually, I guess both of them are part of the Disney Plus family because Black Widow is going to be released on Disney Plus for an extra fee and in theaters. And Loki is going to be part of the Marvel television shows that are on Disney Plus.
I think there's going to even be some overlap. I think like by the time we're finishing Loki, like that last two episodes, I think Black Widow drops. So we're going to have a lot of things to discuss coming on the Ringerverse.
Now, big time spoiler warnings for anyone that is not all the way caught up in their MCU lore. So if there's a movie that you missed, if there's something that for some reason you skipped and you haven't gone back to it, or if you're a little foggy and you're doing a rewatch, we are going to have some spoilers in this episode. And we might speculate on things that ruin your day if you're not all caught up. If you're not all caught up, it might ruin your day. All right, we have to do this. TD told me that the spoiler warning is a big part of this because I personally don't care about spoilers.
Like, they don't want to be spoiled by a trailer? Like, we know what they know.
That's my thing. That's what I thought. But it's like, whatever. It's whatever. Okay, let's start with Loki. New Loki trailer comes out. The trailer introduces a couple of different things. Number one, the Time Variance Authority is coming to the MCU. The Time Variance Authority in Marvel Comics, it debuted in the Thor books. And it is tasked with making sure things inside the timelines of the multiverses stay as they are. So it looks out for anomalies and things like that. Do you have anything else to add about the Time Variance Authority? It's a quirky, I like it. It's one of the quirkier things that we've seen be introduced into the MCU. And it's something that casual fans just aren't going to be familiar with.
Well, I'm going to be honest, as somebody who's read comic books for most of his life, like I know who the time variants are, but if you ask me to like sit down at dinner and be like, explain them, I'm like, all right, I'm going to have to pull up, you know, Marvel.com. Might have to like sift through some comic books. But yeah, Owen Wilson is playing Mobius, who is based off a longtime writer and editor at Marvel. Rest in peace, Mark Gruenwald, who was basically like an encyclopedia on the Marvel continuity. And I do think that part of this Loki series is probably going to be a trip back, forward, sideways through the craziness that is Marvel, kind of similarly to what they're probably going to do with What If. What were your first thoughts on the Loki trailer?
I think it has the potential to be the best show that they've come out with, the best show that they're going to do.
All right. Ooh, that hot take time from Van. I liked it. But you all off a trailer?
Yeah, it seems like it might be the meatiest. So everything else that we're dealing with right now, it's something below the spectacle of what we get in the MCU, because there are things that we kind of get. Even WandaVision did some really different and innovative things, but in doing those things, they funneled them through very familiar devices to the audience so that we didn't feel lost in everything that was going on. I think the Loki series, now that you have a couple of MCU series under their belts, I mean, I know that they didn't roll out the way in the order they were supposed to. The Loki series is going to be really inventive. I think Tom Hiddleston is just insanely charismatic, insanely good as that character, embodies that character. And I think it is going to be full of spectacle, full of questions, and the one that's probably going to be the most satisfying for me to watch.
All right, this is probably I didn't have any like scorching takes on the last one. Loki, honestly isn't even like a top five MCU villain for me, or antagonist, maybe is a better thing. I always think that he's like best at seasoning. Like I like him in like 10, 15 minute spurts to like do his Hiddleston thing. And I think he's great. But I think like as the MCU has gone on, they just keep going back to that well. And I'm just like, oh man, he's best as a side dish. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to have like yams as the main course. You know, like he's a nice side.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I think the character has developed. I can understand why you would say that, but I think the character has developed.
He has.
He has developed from, you know, sniveling, killer, obsessed with power, to a guy who has, I mean, much like a lot of the heroes or villains exist in comic books, to a guy who has allegiances to things and who has some sort of a moral compass, at least by Endgame. You know, he gets killed trying to save his brother. And I think I'm interested to see how the character further develops. I get it. I mean, he's not, you know, he's Thor's guy, Thor's brother. Like,
he's Thor's sidekick. I'm not saying he's not a good character, but I am worried that, like, I watched the trailer, and this most recent trailer made me the most excited I've been for Loki already. So it did its job. But I was like, man, am I ready for, like, 6, 7, 8 episodes, however many episodes of the snark? I don't know. I don't know if it'll be grating.
Interesting. Did you feel that way about Falcon and the Winter Soldier? Those guys are much more sidekicky than Loki is.
Yeah, but here's my thing. They're not as... To be fair, they weren't as developed, so there was more room to work. Whereas Loki, like, Loki's been there since what? Like, the first Thor movie? So, like, he's had scenes. Like, he was the guy
Avengers. He was the main villain in Avengers. So, that's what makes me... I love him. I love his portrayal as that character. I think he does a great job. I was very sad to see him go in Endgame and happy when he stole the Tesseract.
What was the best Loki to you in all the movies? Like, which one do you think did him the best?
Ragnarok.
Absolutely. So that's actually why I thought like that was like, oh, like Loki's never going to get better than this. And it's going to be like a high bar to clear on the Loki series to get me to care about Loki in the way I did in Thor Ragnarok, especially without him playing off Thor.
Now, you mentioned Grunwald, who's being played by Owen Wilson.
Yes.
Owen Wilson coming into the MCU. Your thoughts on that?
Ooh, love it. Owen Wilson. Man, I'm probably most excited to see Owen Wilson and Hiddleston play off each other. Hiddleston has a perfect Owen impression. It is amazing. I just watched it. And I do think that, like, you need someone comedically who can go back and forth with Loki. And already in the trailer, like, Owen Wilson is that
right.
guy.
Yeah.
So I think, like, yeah, man, it's... like, how many, like, really good actors have they gotten in the MCU who have kind of, like, not delivered? Like, I think Owen might be the one that delivers. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, movie stars who come in.
And
who
hasn't delivered?
This is going to be rough. He's my man. But what's his face from Thor Ragnarok?
Who are we? Jeff Goldblum?
Jeff Goldblum. I didn't think he delivered as much as I wanted to.
And I love Jeff Goldblum. I can't believe you just said that.
I love that, him.
Baby Charles, that doesn't make me angry. That hurts.
What? I didn't know that was a hot take.
I'm not saying it's a hot take. I'm saying it's a hurt take. That hurts my feelings, Jeff. He was so cool in that movie. Why are you handing me the melt stick? Like, I loved him in that movie. He was good, but it was fine.
He wasn't developed. He was just kind of like, hey, we got Jeff Goldblum in this movie. And I'm like, cool, Jeff Goldblum. And after that, I never thought about it again.
Jeff Goldblum hasn't been bad in a movie since Death Wish.
I didn't say he was bad. Do not do that for the listeners. I did not say he was bad. He just did not live up to the Goldblum standard.
The Death Wish scene is pretty hard to watch. Okay. I like Owen Wilson. I like Owen Wilson in this situation. I think he's the perfect sort of middle management. I oversee anything. Head of this. Got to break these huge, huge things, these huge, huge concepts down and humanize them through a character type guy. I like that about him. He's. By the way, real quick. 10 second tangent, maybe a little bit longer. The Wilson brothers hate paparazzi. Owen and Luke Wilson hate, when I say they hate, there's some people, when you work at TMZ and you would be on the street and you'd see guys that hated paparazzi. There's some people that just, they're annoyed by it. But I saw Owen Wilson. I used to call him on the street, the blonde blur, because I saw him on Bedford Drive in Beverly Hills, sprint. I mean, he walked out of the doctor's office, looked to his left, saw that there were cameras, and he sprinted towards Little Santa Monica. Like, he took off. It was hysterical. I didn't get it. Like, I didn't get anything, but like, he sprinted towards Little Santa Monica.
All right, so I have to ask this. If by chance I could get Owen Wilson on this podcast at some point, do you think he would hate you?
No, he's not going to remember who I am. And I
never... Dan, you're a celebrity. He's going to remember who you are.
He's not going to remember that I did that for like a week. But like, he's not going to remember that. Like, I didn't shoot him anyway, man. They would all be doing that job. I'd be talking to the people that were in the goddamn deli trying to get free soup and stuff like that. I ain't give a fuck about none of that shit. real quick. One thing we really have to hit on is everyone is talking. There's an uproar in this trailer about whether or not a scene with Loki sitting with a female is Natasha Romanoff and Boromir, or whether or not it's actually Lady Loki. Now, at first, everyone looked at that scene and said that that is, in fact, Natasha Romanoff, that in some way, they're going to use messing with these timelines to bring Black Widow back. However, since then, you know, the nerds don't wait. We dig into these things. There's an actress named Sophia DiMartino who has been cast in this, and people are saying, and there are set photos of her, people are saying that is her and not Natasha Romanoff. Okay, sitting in that scene. They're almost certain of it. Who do you think that is in that scene? Lady Loki or Black Widow?
All right. Personally, I think it's tough. Because Loki and Black Widow are coming so close together. They are releasing very, very close. And part of me, like, my detective is like, there was a reason that they were like, Loki, we got to keep Loki and we got to keep Black Widow timeline here when they're going to, like, theaters and Disney Plus. We can't move it. That's part of me. Like, I'm just like, there has to be some type of scene with Black Widow. It looks like the planet where she dies in Endgame. That's part of me. Second thing, though, Boromir, is like what we've seen of like the Black Widow trailer, what we've seen of the Loki trailer, and what we know of what's coming with like the Young Avengers and all this stuff. It seems like they're replacing Black Widow. Part of me is like they're replacing Loki. I kind of want to go with Lady Loki, especially from what we know about the comics when Lady Loki was introduced in J. Michael Straczynski's run. I'm going to go with Lady Loki. What do you think, Dan?
Yeah, I'm almost certain it's Lady Loki. I'm almost certain.
But you don't think it's Black Widow?
I don't think it's Black Widow at all. I don't think it's Black Widow. I don't. But speaking of Black Widow, she also had a final trailer that dropped. A very action-packed trailer.
After Black Widow. Feel like we've got like three or four final trailers.
We've gotten three or four final trailers, but the the reality is that this is actually the final trailer, quote unquote final trailer. Now, this Black Widow movie, of course, takes place during the timeline between Civil War and Endgame, okay, which is Secret Avengers era right there. This movie, I am very curious about. I'm very curious about this movie. It looks cool as hell. Okay, it looks like there's going to be the introduction of a new Black Widow. We're going to get more exposition and more story about the Red Room, what Natasha's life was before she became an Avenger. All of those things, right?
We're going to get my favorite villain,
Taskmaster.
Ooh, love me some Taskmaster.
Love Taskmaster too. I want to shout out to my man Dakota Dotson. Dakota Dotson, who is one of my oldest comic book friends, going back 21 years or something like that. Me and Dakota mentioned that in the trailer, it seems as if they're portraying Taskmaster as some sort of mindless assassin that is sent at Black Widow.
Yes.
I hope that that's not the way that they're portraying him, because that character has an incredible amount of personality. He's a very swaggy villain, an awesome villain, a very formidable villain, but has a lot of personality.
Of bantering. He's one of the best banterers next to Spider-Man and Deadpool in the entire Marvel universe. And I don't want them to do like the X-Men Origins Deadpool version of him, mm-hmm. where he's just like mindlessly going after people. That is like the worst possible scenario, especially for a villain with such a cool power set. Do you want to explain Taskmaster's power set to the people?
So Taskmaster has a photographic memory. And so it's, when I say a photographic memory, Taskmaster can remember every single moment of his life, where he was and how things happened. So what he can do with that ability is when he's fighting someone, he can completely mimic and remember their fighting style.
Yep.
To a T. So if Captain America fights Wolverine X amount of times into the fight, he will start fighting exactly like Wolverine. All right. And because of that, he has this huge encyclopedia of Marvel heroes that he's fought. So essentially, he is a combatant of all of their styles.
Yes.
All of their styles. He is a fucking handful.
True mixed martial arts.
He is a fucking handful.
In the trailer, we see it. He has the Captain America shield. He's shooting arrows like Hawkeye. I'm very excited for Taskmaster, even more so than Black Widow, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you know, he has a shield and a sword, but you see him, everything he sees, he can do. Everything he sees, he can do.
Any chance it's a she, our producer said? Do we know who Taskmaster is portrayed by?
No, I don't think we do. There's this bodybuilder guy that has a role in the movie. It's a British bodybuilder, but I sincerely doubt that he's Taskmaster. I don't know why they would change the sex of the character. It could be a she. Well, I mean, am I sexist? No, I'm not at all. No, you don't even want to ask that question. Those are questions you can't ask. Don't never ask, am I that? Because once you ask a question, you are that.
Wait.
I assumed that it was a guy because he's a guy in the comic books, but I guess it could be a lady Taskmaster.
Man, I wanted to ask you really quick.
Sure.
Am I being like, I'm not hating, but I am like a little bit worried that I'm not more excited for Black Widow. It's probably the least excited I've been for a Marvel movie in a while, just because it's like, it's set between two movies we've already seen. It's been like over a year already since we were supposed to get this movie. Are you feeling like this is like it's not the same Marvel excitement you get for a new Spider-Man movie or a new Avengers movie or a new Captain America movie?
A lot of questions. I could see why you feel that way. Number one, there is a such thing as anticipation fatigue.
Yeah.
You can anticipate something. That happened sort of with the Floyd Mayweather Jr. Manny Pacquiao fight. Now, the fight still did crazy numbers, but I had anticipation fatigue by the time the fight came along. It was like, when are they going to do it? And in this sort of world, the fact that the movie is being pushed back, you know, this many times, there's a little bit of that. Plus the fact, I'll be honest with you, that she's already dead. She's passed away. Like, we saw her die.
Yes.
So it's just difficult to wind yourself into a narrative where you already know the character's fate. You know, they did a prequel to, give you an example, they did a prequel to Carlito's Way one time. Carlito's Way, Rise to Power. I'm watching the prequel and I'm like, why am I looking at this? I mean, I'm not saying I feel this way about Black Widow. You know, they got Puff in that prequel, Jay Hernandez. I'm not comparing this to Black Widow. But like, excuse me. Spoiler for Carlito's Way. At the end of Carlito's Way.
Is that like a 20-30-year-old movie?
Yeah, TD wants me to tell you that at the end of Carlito's Way, Carlito Brigante dies. But so I'm watching him, and the moment in that movie that he meets Pechanga, I'm thinking, oh, he's a dead man. Like, that's the guy that's going to kill him, or the guy that's going to sell him out to get him killed, to set him up with Benny. So anyway, there's a little bit of that, and that in and of itself takes away a little bit of your anticipation, you know? But we got to... I'm happy that Scarlett's getting the shot to do her thing. And the movie does look fantastic. It looks fantastic from the trailer.
I think it's going to be good. I'm not as excited as I probably should be. But I do think it's part of the fatigue. But hey, if, yo, I get this vaccine in my veins, I'm going to the theaters.
I'm definitely going through that. I'm double vaccinated.
Congrats. Your boy is not 30 yet. So have to be waiting.
Right. Got you. Jesus Christ, you just dissed me again. All right. One more thing we'll say in the movie. There could be a change in the guard in the film. Florence Pugh, she plays Yelena Belova, a different iteration of the Black Widow character. So there could be a change in the guard there. We could be seeing a new Black Widow come into the MCU. Like you said, we continuously come back to the Young Avengers. So maybe that's a thing that's happening. Okay. Two trailers. Those are our takes on the both of them. I don't know whether or not Florence Pugh is going to take over as Black Widow.
I'm predicting it now. We know how good my predictions have been. So let's put it on the board.
Cool. All right. Two trailers. Watch them till you can't watch them anymore, because you got still a couple of months till those movies come out. Now, up next in the Ringiverse, you have Mallory's episode 3 analysis of The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. That is dropping on Tuesday. She has a special guest that is going to be with her. A special guest is going to be with her. You do not want to miss that. The Midnight Boys.
Who's the special guest?
I don't want to tell. It's a tease.
Damn. All right. Fine. I'm on the Ringiverse and I can't even.
You all know. It's a tease. It's a tease. Okay. Like, they only tell those facts to people over 30. How does that feel? It's not for kids. So the Midnight Boys will be back on Friday for episode 4 reactions to The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. And follow at Ringiverse on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Join those socials and ask all of your mailbag questions for Mallory for Tuesday.
And I want you to know, on Friday's show, I'm going to challenge you on one of your hot takes I saw on Twitter, but I've been saving it. You know, you told the people that Invincible is already better than Falcon and the Winter Soldier. We will be digging into that on Friday.
We'll talk about it.
There's three episodes. Invincible, but let's not go that far yet.
We can talk about it. Also, if we don't get to find out who Power Broker is on Friday, we're gonna do a new segment, the Power Broker Power Rankings.
Ooh, okay. I like that.
We are going to do a power ranking of who Power Broker could be. If we don't find out on Friday, we might find out on Friday. All right. You are now leaving the Ringiverse. We appreciate you guys listening to us. Check back with us on Friday.
This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower What's Next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client. This episode is brought to you by Lincoln and the all-new 2024 Nautilus Hybrid. Featuring a customizable 48-inch panoramic display, available Revel audio system, and available perfect position front seats with active motion massage. Oh my God. The world isn't wide enough. Visit Lincoln.com to learn more. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change. Check with your local retailer for current information. Lincoln and Nautilus are trademarks of Ford or its affiliates.